Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A star.
Now, there we got one already. Man, first Jordan, one of the day.
Jordan Davis just hit his head right there. Holy smokes.
Yikes.
Dude, I'm sorry to see that happen. Jordan Davis joining us right now. Jordan, I've been trying to tell people, man, that is dangerous right there. It's not good.
Yeah, low ceilings is not good for me. So
holy smokes.
But, hey, it's the biggest hit you took all day.
Hey.
Yeah. You put an hour and a half in out there, and the sun wasn't as hard as getting into our broadcast booth.
I just wish I had my helmet.
Yeah. All right. Even that ridiculous other shelf thing, whatever that, I don't know.
You should have never taken the Guardian off. Right. That was your first mistake.
Jordan Davis joins us right now. Not the greatest start, but we apologize for our trailer. Jordan, how are you, pal?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Jordan, it's good to see you. Jody Mack right here, Joe to camera. Jordan, how did today go?
Good. You know, we put in the work in the hot sun, and, you know, just getting a little bit better every day, and I'm glad I have a great group of guys, a great team to do it with. We all push each other, and it made today a lot more easier on this hot day.
Jordan, before you banged your head, and then even after you banged your head, you got a smile on your face. Now, I had the good fortune to meet you down at the Maxwell Awards.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on that. And after that experience, I came on the air, and this is a whole month before, obviously, the Eagles drafted you. And I said, man, if the Eagles get Jordan Davis, two things. Number one, they're going to get a great player. And number two, they're going to get a player the town's going to love.
Right.
I mean, you got a lot of energy, man. You remind me a lot, honestly, of Brandon Graham with the smile and the outgoing. Where'd that come? Is that just, that's who you are?
Yeah.
Going back to childhood?
Every day is just a blessing. You know, I'm grateful to be here. You know, I'm living my dream. So, you know, no matter what, I'm always have a smile on my face when I show up to work. So, it's just great to be here. It's great to be alive. So, you know, just to enjoy where my feet are. Even on a rainy day, I'm going to still have a smile on my face.
You know, you're putting a lot of smiles on faces of people around here because I don't know if you know, and I think you probably do. You're one of the talks of camp here with your performance so far.
Man, I try.
All right, I want to talk about your dream. So I got to go backwards a little bit. Leading up to the NFL draft, you decide to come out, you go to the combine, you wowed a bunch of people that's for damn sure. So you know you're going to be a first-round pick. You talk to the teams you talk to. How high on the list did you think the Eagles were? Was that a team that showed a lot of interest? You go, damn, maybe they're, but I got to drop down, maybe they'll trade up. How did that whole lead up to the draft thing, the 2 days before and then finding out you were being selected by the Eagles after they traded into a spot to get you, how did that play for you?
Well, honestly, I didn't know the order of the draft, and obviously, you know, everything changes on draft night, so I couldn't really pay attention to that, but all I knew was Eagles were top three. That was one of the three teams that I took my top 30 visits to. And, you know, being in Philadelphia, I had a great feeling. You know, I felt like, you know, they wanted me and I felt wanted. And, you know, I want to be in a place where they want me and they have a use for me. I don't want to be a place where, you know, I'm just another kid by the wayside and they don't really care. So I knew the Eagles were going to take care of me. And I knew that, you know, regardless that I was going to, you know, be somewhere around here. So, you know, it was just nice to be an Eagle. You know, they picked me. My mom was ecstatic. You know, she's an Eagles fan.
Nice.
And, you know, I was just happy, you know, just to be a part of this organization, you know, considering, you know, how many greats they have. Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Jalen Hurts. You know, I played against him in college. I know what type of caliber player he can be. And it's just amazing to be a part of it.
All right, Jordan, Joe noted that you've got a very bubbly personality, always with a smile on your face. How do you get to the nasty when you need to get to the nasty when Sunday rolls around?
Do a job. You know, I have a job to do. And, you know, on the field, it's just a different demeanor. Off the field, it's even my teammates, you know, it's the JD everybody gets. So just to be, you know, you have the job to do. I know what my task is. My task is to choke the person in front of me out and make sure that I get in the backfield and press the pocket and everything. So whatever I got to do to help the team, I'm going to do it. So, you know, to be able to have that role and I'm finding my role in this camp and learning ropes from everybody. And it's just putting piece by piece, bit by bit.
Jordan Davis with us here, Joe to camera, Jody Mack on WIP. Jordan, what aspect of your game would you say you're most working on this camp?
Definitely rolling off. You know, defensive line here, they go. At Georgia, you know, I was reading blocks and, you know, I was that type of player. So to be able to flip that mindset when you've been doing it for 4 years is a little bit of a challenge. But, you know, every day you just work on something, just find one thing. I remember Fletcher was telling me, just find one thing and get better at it today. Don't worry about, you know, if you mess up the technique, we can work on that. But just it's about the effort. You know, you just have to give 100% effort. And, you know, you find one thing to work on each day. You know, that's whether in football or in life, you know, you find something to get better at.
Now, how many guys have told you, teammates, heard it in the media, whatever else, that, you know, you're being tested in practice every single day. The Eagles have one of the best offensive lines in football. It might actually get easier when the games start to count on Sundays. Who are the guys who put you to the test here in the preseason?
Man,
the
whole offensive line. I know just being, you know, I play between the center and the guards, and, you know, it's elite in there. I can't really say much for the tackles because I'm not there, but to be able to be going against the best, you know, practice is definitely made to be harder than the game. I'm a true firm believer in that since college. I know that they try to make practice harder and put us through adversity so we can get to the game and it'll be a lot easier. But, you know, just to be able to go against competition every day, iron sharpens iron. That's all it is.
So you don't get out there on the tackles too much, obviously, on the field because you're interior. But you and Mulata, when you stand next to each other, who is bigger?
It's like some days it goes my way. Some days it goes Mulata's way. It's just, I guess it depends on I don't know what kind of shoes we have on. It's a lot of factors. You know, if I have my hair up, you know, sometimes I tie my hair up. I got a little 3 inches on there, so it doesn't you can't really tell. But, you know, we're both big, so that's all that really matters.
Speaking of shoes, size, what is that? You got Crocs on right now. That is the biggest Croc I've ever seen in my life.
These are size 15 boats right here, so you put a propeller on the back, you can go flow on the river down there.
I think somebody could make it from Cuba in one of those things if they actually did the float thing. They
float,
could, you know, all the way over to Florida. You and Mulata, both huge human beings. Who's a better singer?
Mulata.
Okay.
He is a good singer. He's good,
he can
man.
Sing.
He's
good.
Really
sing.
He's very good. Talented.
Yeah, he's definitely good.
He's very talented. Speaking of centers and sometimes guard, Cam Jurgens, you had that moment the other day where you push him back, becomes a viral video. When that sort of got out there, what were you thinking when you knew this is a moment where people are really seeing what I can do? No offense to Cam, but it was a great moment for you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I have a job. The job is the bull rush, press the pocket. But, you know, even though that video got out, you don't really see Cam Jurgens, you know, holding his own during practice and giving me great competition. So, you know, everything could be deceiving. You know, that's one rep. Yeah. And I'm bull rushing. It's kind of hard to stop a bull rush. Especially when you're moving backwards as offensive lineman, that's hard for anybody. So,
so you give that business to the Detroit Lions week one?
Oh yeah.
Let me tell you something. Jordan Davis with us. There was an Eagles defensive tackle you might not know. You probably haven't met him yet. Named Corey Simon about 20 years ago. His first play, and he was the fifth or sixth overall pick in the draft from Florida State.
Top 10.
First play, he had a sack.
Mm.
Dude, you do that out of the gate against Detroit, man, it's going to be all good.
Hey, you got to shoot for it, man. Got to shoot for it.
At Georgia, you were not a three-down player. Your defensive line was good enough that you didn't need to be a three-down player. It says a lot about your teammates. But you were a guy who was subbed in, subbed out, running down and the like. What do you have to do to become a three-down player in the National Football League?
Conditioning and mental toughness. You know, you have to stay locked in. You have to know everything. And, you know, they're getting me prepared for that. And grateful for it. I'm integrating it all down. So, you know, it's nice to be able to have a role that they pick for me and they choose. So whatever it rolls around, and, you know, we have a preseason game coming up, and, you know, I'll be able to show off what I can do a little bit. And then, you know, when the season rolls around, I hope I can play my role too. So whatever my role is, whatever they want from me, you know, I'm willing to do it to 100%.
Jordan, it's about a month to the first real game, you know, regular season first Detroit. How excited are you and how often do you think about that?
I kind of think about it day by day. You know, I try to get through practice. You know, it's really just, if you think about one day, the days start going by. And then, not saying that, you know, I haven't thought about it. You know, I know it's coming up and everything. It's a real exciting time. I mean, football season rolling around. You got college football, you got NFL, and it's just a great month to be in August. So, you know, when that time rolls around, I'll be excited and I'll be ready.
All right, and you got your first preseason game on Friday night against the Jets. Be nice to hit someone in another uniform. Let me ask you about that. You're making a play here in practice. You want to be a three-down player. You want to show off. But you know you better not hit Jalen Hurts. You better not lay out the quarterback. He's got the red jersey on, which you know means, you better pull up. How tough is that? To just, your natural instinct is kill the quarterback. Can't do it here in practice. How tough is that on you?
Not very tough at all.
Really?
Yeah, you got to stay off the QB. I mean, QB is priority number one. If you hurt the QB, you're hurting the team.
And you just flip the switch. Yeah. Friday night against the Jets, you're going to get a shot at Wilson, and he's going to pay for it.
Yeah, man. It's you know, it's just it's the leader of the team. QB, is okay. You have to stay off it.
Jordan, good luck, man.
I appreciate it. We're very
excited to have you in Philadelphia. This is a town that in recent years has sort of more skewed to offense. But, man, from a lot of years going back, Jody knows this. This is at its root. This is a defensive town.
Hey, defense win championships.
There you go. Spoken like a GPT.
Jordan, good luck to you, man. Jordan Davis getting ready for the season. Jody Cameron, Jody Mack will rock all the calls on the other side right here on 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.